This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's head out to Vancouver, British Columbia to catch up with community reporter Amy Amanti. Hey, good morning, Amy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Amy, we were just talking to CNIB President John Rafferty about what's going on around that organization. Well, not to be outdone, we know that White Cane Week is right around the corner, and the Canadian Council of the Blind BC and Yukon Division is going to be hosting an event to celebrate White Cane Week. So what's going on with the event this year, Amy?
Yeah, you know, most people will know that the Canadian Council of the Blind hosts White Cane Week first week in February. So it's this year, it's the 6th. Mm-hmm. to the 12th. And there's always been, you know, here in Vancouver anyways, there's always been several sort of in-person events. I've hosted one for the past 8 years, not counting the last two COVID years, at a local shopping center. But, you know, we are doing things online these days, Dave Brown, as you are not unfamiliar with.
Yeah, well aware. So,
that's right. So it's a bit of a smaller event, but what the BC Yukon Division is doing this year is hosting an online White Cane Week event. And this is going to feature a couple of reporters, so myself included, interviewing some other folks in the disability and blind community about what's happening in the community. So, you know, notably, I can share with you that I have the privilege of being able to speak to Charles Mossop from the World Blind Union, who's somebody that I work with here at the CNIB level as well. But, to find out about what's happening with the World Blind Union. A lot of people don't know about the World Blind Union or how it's structured, what kind of work that they're mm-hmm. they're doing. So I think it's going to be really nice for people to be able to catch up with some community members. And I also hear, I don't know how this happened, but that they might be sharing a couple of clips of some of my stand-up comedy routines. I might have to mute so that I can't, the whole thing about the artist listening to themselves perform. I think I might have to step away and go make a tea during that moment.
As a matter of professional decorum, I listen to one podcast segment a month of this show just to hear it and get a sense of it. But yeah, I'm very similar to you. I do not like listening to myself doing my interviews or doing my segments. Amy, I love the idea of talking to the World Blind Union. I love the idea of White Cane Week as a celebration and information mm-hmm. opportunity within the community. You mentioned that there's always shindigs going on around the country. Of course, the Curling Week, which was always a staple of White Cane Week. I would cover that event every year in the Ottawa region, and there'd always be a big gala at the end of the weekend with, one or two cocktails that were consumed and some fun being had. So what are some of the topics of focus this year that we might find at the CCB, a Yukon BC division?
Yeah, so they're going to host these events at 1:00 Pacific time. And again, they are really just you jump online and we chit chat. So, my privilege, as I said, is going to be talking to Charles Mossop from the World Blind Union. But I also get to talk with Albert Ruel, who's also a friend of AMI. Mm-hmm. And, talk maybe about the history of the White Cane, advocacy, those kinds of things that are happening locally. And people will have an opportunity to hear from them and also to ask questions of them. So there's going to be, a couple events throughout the week. So I encourage people to check the CCBBCYukon.com website, CCBBCYukon.com, to find out more information.
And that'll go up on our blog after the show as well, AMI.ca/nowblog, because I know sometimes when we're throwing all these letters at folks, they're like, I couldn't keep up. CCBBCYukon.com. Hey, Amy, let's talk about eating. I was just saying to Mike Ross that I have a chipped tooth and a dislodged tooth, which means no solid food for the last 5 days for me. But Dine Out Vancouver is running from the January 14th to the 31st. So what does this Dine Out Vancouver have to offer? What's it all about?
Dine Out Vancouver is a festival that happens here in Vancouver. It's gone on for 20 years. I've partaken in it many times, and it runs in January. So this year runs from January the 14th, so it's already started, to the 31st. So you still have time to get in on it. And just so folks know, because of COVID, all of the COVID protocols are still very much in place. So your seating will be limited to, I believe it's 6 per table. You can take your mask off at your table, but if you get up to, you know, go to the bathroom, you have to put your mask on. No sort of cross table mingling, all that stuff that we're kind of used to by now, but that is back in place as our provincial health office has continued our restrictions until mid-February. So, but back to the festival. The festival is this opportunity for restaurants in the Vancouver area to showcase what it is they do or to add special dishes to their menus that are not on their typical menu. So we have over 300 restaurants throughout the Metro Vancouver area that participate in this every year. And so, you know, sometimes you can say, what's my favorite restaurant? You go online and it's like, oh, look what the Keg is offering. You know, the Keg is offering like several 3-course type meals at a discounted rate. So if you're somebody who loves steak and lobster, maybe that's something that you want to go check out. I don't know.
I don't know if you've had a chance to peruse the list yet, but anything jump out to you? Of course, Vancouver is renowned for so many great local cuisines. Right. Of course, you're the sushi capital of Canada.
Yes.
You make awesome sushi. There's always great South Asian food, wonderful East Asian food. Anything jump out to you as this festival's underway?
I don't know. I could take a little bit of all of that. I'm very partial to Italian food. So give me a good plate of pasta and I'm happy all night long. So I think there's a couple of Italian restaurants that I will check out first, and then I will expand my, my horizons a little bit. My brother has a birthday on the 31st of January. So we might as a family pick a restaurant and go dine out Vancouver.
Now we're talking. I like that. That sounds good, Amy. Amy, let's stay in the theme of food because Baking with Blind Beginnings is going to be running an event here. So tell us about the opportunity that Blind Beginnings is offering.
Gosh, gotta love me some Blind Beginnings. So full disclosure, I used to work for Blind Beginnings. And so Sean Marsley, who's the founder and executive director, is a friend of mine. And I
and always a friend of AMI. She, and a friend of AMI.
Friend of AMI. She's on just about every program. And I always get a smile on my face when I see her talking about her son and parenting and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, one of the things that I love about what Blind Beginnings has done is, again, you know, they had to pivot. We all had to pivot, but they have found in their pivot that reaching people virtually has been really successful because the organization is for families of children who are blind and partially sighted and their siblings across all of British Columbia. So if you've got a kid that lives in Prince George and you're running a program in Vancouver, they're not coming, right? So you're missing, you know, families are missing out. So this idea of Baking with Blind Beginnings is one of their online programs. It's a recurring program, but the next one is happening on February the 5th, and that'll run from 10 a.m. until noon Pacific time. And this is usually led by one of their youth leaders. So somebody who's come up through Blind Beginnings, who lives with sight loss and who's now maybe a young adult. Jill, I think, is leading this. And she's just like come up with a recipe and everybody sort of gets together with their, I mean, you can just see this, right? You can see everybody gathering in their kitchens, in their own kitchens with their iPads up. They have the recipes. They've done their shopping. They're baking together. And then they get to eat together and they get to have some social time together. And this is not just for like blind kids to bake. This is like, hey, I'm a blind kid, but my sibling is sighted and my mom is sighted. And it's like, it's a family kind of event. And I really love how they're building community with each other and with other families to support, you know, the taking a village to raise a kid kind of thing.
Where should people go to learn more about this event on February the 5th?
Well, you know, I always encourage you to check out the Blind Beginnings website, which is blindbeginnings.ca, because, of course, you'll learn about baking, but you'll also learn about all the other fantastic programs they offer. Just a little plug for Blind Beginnings.
A little plug for CCB, a little plug for Blind Beginnings. Sounds like a quality community report to me. Amy, thank you for this. Have a great
day. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, you're welcome.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.